There was a request by the attorneys for the Top Shooter to have a change of venue. What have you heard about that?
Well, I read the motion, and I can tell you that that motion is a typical motion that's made in cases where there's a lot of publicity, and in particular in a death penalty case. It's a very similar motion was made in Pittsburgh where Robert Bowers was accused and convicted and actually sentenced to death of killing 11 Jewish congregants in at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The lawyers made a motion for a change of venue. The judge denied that motion, and the case was actually tried in Pittsburgh. And this motion that was filed here is very similar to that motion. I can tell you that typically a change of venue motion is granted during jury selection when it becomes clear to the judge that they cannot find enough jurors that were predisposed for a conviction or predisposed to impose the death penalty. But that's usually found during jury selection. It appears as though 1,200 questionnaires are going to be sent to prospective jurors. Those questionnaires have not been sent out or filled out. And so I think this motion is premature. More than likely, the judge will reserve decision and then revisit that issue during jury selection after all of the 1,200 questionnaires have been answered and reviewed by the attorneys. And some of the jurors have been questioned by the judge himself about their ability to be impartial and fair.
How likely could this motion be granted? And if so, where could this trial be moved?
Well, if it's granted, it's going to be done after the judge thoroughly questions a number of jurors and then just realizes that it's impossible to get a juror here who has been tainted by this terrible tragedy, and so if there was a change of venue granted, then it would be somewhere in New York State. We have four districts. We are in the Western District of New York, which covers the most western counties in New York State. There's the Northern District, which is like Albany and Syracuse. And then there's the Southern and Eastern District, which is like in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester. So it could be in any one of those other three areas. It could be Albany, it could be Syracuse, it could be downstate New York.
And if there's a change of venue, how could that likely change the trial, possibly in the shooter's favor?
You know, that's really hard to speculate and answer that question. There are different parts of the state where people are very, very conservative, very law enforcement oriented. There are different parts of the state where people are very, very liberal. But when somebody serves on a death penalty case, they've already had to swear under oath, under questioning, that if they find that the person committed a crime that's punishable by death, that they'll consider death. And then, again, if the mitigating factors substantially, if the mitigating factors don't substantially outweigh the aggravating factors and they feel that death is the appropriate sentence, then they would commit to a sentence of death. They would consider it. And obviously, if they didn't feel that death was the appropriate sentence, then they wouldn't impose death. But the key is that they would keep an open mind and that they would consider all of the options, that their minds would not be made up before the trial or before jury selection, that their minds would not be made up until they heard all of the evidence and had an opportunity to deliberate with all of the jurors that were selected to serve.
And when do you anticipate a decision on that motion to move the venue?
I can't tell you when the judge is going to make a decision. I think this motion was filed early, and if there is a decision, well, first of all, the prosecution has to file a response to that, And then the judge has to read, both motions, both applications, apply the applicable law. But in most likelihood, I think that the judge will defer judging, defer making a decision until jury selection. Let me also say, there's a lot of similarities between this case and the Bowers case in Pittsburgh. And the Bowers case took 5 years before they went to trial. And I know there has been a motion for to change the trial date, which is scheduled in September, to a year. It's very likely that because of the amount of evidence, the amount of complicated decisions that the court is going to have to decide between now and jury selection, that the court may delay the trial a little bit. I think a year is probably unlikely. I can also tell you that the victims' families are very anxious for this matter to go to trial. The delays certainly are very hurtful to the families. They want finality to this. They want closure. Every time they go to court, every time there's a delay, every time there's a news article about this, it's very stressful to them. They have to relive that fateful day, and certainly they're looking forward to this coming to an end.